Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, my next guest tonight is an actor and comedian you know from Big Mouth, Dickinson, and The Bear.
Okay, so as you may have heard, we are implementing a French brigade. We all heard that, right. So Carmi is the head chef guy. He's the chef de cuisine or the CDC. I am the sous.
Like hierarchy.
More just like a regular, chill archy. It's more about dividing labor. So like, because I'm the sous, right? Like I just follow orders even if it leads to tension and chaos and resentment and ultimately doesn't work. But yeah, that's what I do. Sorry, I'm the sous.
Please welcome Ayo Edebiri. Ayo Edebiri.
Hello, Mr. Stephen Colbert.
So nice to meet you. Yes. The Bear is a fantastic show, and you're absolutely great on it. I mean, the first time I saw the very first episode, I wanted to know who you were. I didn't know anything about you. Tell me about yourself, Ayo Edebiri. What do people need to know about you?
I'm a Libra.
Obviously. Come
balance,
on.
Balance, aesthetics. I did comedy and was a TV writer for many years.
Oh, wow.
And then also do voice acting.
Yeah.
If people watch the show Big Mouth, I'm currently the voice of Missy.
So you've done a bunch of work, but this summer when the Bear came out and it became this cultural phenomenon, what did that feel like to be suddenly find yourself... Are you enjoying the experience? Because not everybody gets that experience where suddenly you're on this rocket.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Don't take me off the rocket, please. It's nice. It's been kind of funny, though. I mean, I've said some of my credits before. You know, I've been working for a few years. But this has been the first year that my parents aren't, like, actively worried about me. Like, even when I was writing, they were like... Mm-hmm. Boston, your bedroom is waiting. If you ever need it,
Sure.
Yeah. Now,
Was it ever tempting?
Could you believe that moving back in with my parents isn't particularly tempting? I love them. They're cool. But yeah, this now my mom is like, oh, we can brag about you. Oh, great. Yeah. Love that.
What more do you want? Yeah. Do you watch the show? The Bear.
The Bear?
You watched The Bear. Yeah.
I watched it.
You watched it, okay.
I didn't watch all the episodes. I think some were kind of hard to watch.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh,
but...
no, there's massive tension. I don't know why it's hard for you, but they're brilliant. They're all brilliant in their own way, and they're different lengths. And that 18-minute single shot one, which I think is episode 5 or 6 or something like that.
Seven.
Okay, all right.
Basically there.
That's as far as I've gotten.
Ooh.
I didn't go to the last episode because after that one, my wife and I said, we have to be medicated. The tension was so high. It was brilliant. But like, I need a break.
Yeah.
I need to breathe through this.
I think that's fair. It'll be there. You've got time. It'll be there.
Okay, so you play a sous chef.
Yes, I play a sous chef.
What is a sous chef for those who are not, you know?
A sous chef, for those who don't know, or maybe do know and want to quiz me, is like the person who's underneath the head chef and basically is like delegating in the kitchen.
Right-hand person executing the orders of the chef. There you go. Organizing and everything like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done like restaurant work, like at a high-end restaurant or anything?
I worked in restaurants for many years. My first job was brag in the restaurant of a nursing home.
Wow.
Yeah, I got yelled at by a lot of old people.
So, pudding.
Oh, yeah, soup, a lot of soup. Very soft food I was serving.
This soup is too hard.
We'll make it softer right away, sir. So I worked there 2 weeks. And then I worked in New York for many years basically doing everything. Reservations, hosting, waiting.
You ever worked a place where celebrities come in or anything like
that? Yeah, I worked at ABC Kitchen. Mm-hmm. We've had some, that's a place like where I think a lot of celebs go, mm-hmm. went in New York. And Beyonce came in once,
That's a big one.
She's a big one.
Yeah.
She did the Super Bowl. Remember?
Yeah. Yes.
But she came in with Jay-Z, and I was doing reservations that night, which meant that I had to stay in the reservations office.
So you're on the phone.
So I'm on the phone, but I'm like, Beyonce's in the building. So I kept coming up and being like, does anybody want to ask about any reservations or anything? Just to like try to get a peek at Beyonce.
And did you get a shot?
Not even a strand of hair. Didn't even see an eyelash of Beyonce.
Yeah, well, but she might want to get a peek at you now, because you're Io Edebiri, you know that's looking good. You never know. Can you explain something to me? And that is. So this is a correction, which I love, which was in BuzzFeed. This is a correction BuzzFeed had to print. It says, correction, Io Edebiri is not the showrunner of The Kominsky Method. A previous version of this post misstated her credits. Why did someone think that you were the showrunner of a show starring Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin?
Yeah. Award-winning show, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank if you were
you.
The showrunner.
Well, right. Yeah. I just sort of started saying that I was because I thought it would be funny.
Like in interviews or something?
Just around. And then on like Twitter, I had it in my bio as well.
As the showrunner of The Kominsky Method?
Yeah. But I just thought, what an incredible world that would be if a young black woman in her mid-20s created this show where Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin are acting. Have I watched a single episode? No. But I already get the gist, you know what I mean? So.
You get the gist. They're old, they're men,
I got it.
Last thing before we go, yes, how do you take your beef? I take it sweet wet.
Oh, sweet wet.
The Bear is streaming now on Hulu. Io Edebiri, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back on February 13th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.